Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 15th to 21st, 2011. First stage of the prisoner swap deal between Israel and the Palestinians had been successfully completed and was warmly welcomed by Palestinians. In the meantime, an increase in Israeli military operations in the West Bank has been reported this week. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has the story.
In central West Bank, protests were organized in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin near Ramallah. In Bil'in, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters were attacked by the soldiers as they reached the gate of the wall separating local farmers from their lands. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Witnesses said that troops also fired rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. Soldiers also arrested Ashraf Abu Rahma before the protest ended this week. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Na'lin, the weekly anti-wall protest started after the midday prayers at lands near the wall. As soon as people reached the wall, Israeli troops stationed there fired tear gas at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, Israeli troops used tear gas to suppress the weekly protest in the village of Kfar Kadum, northern West Bank. After the midday prayers, villagers and international supporters marched to the entrance of the village, blocked by the army since 10 years ago. People demanded the road be open. Israeli troops arrived and fired tear gas at protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In southern West Bank, villagers of Al-Ma'sara protested the wall on Friday. The protest started after the midday prayers, but Israeli troops did not allow people to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall and used rifle butts and batons to force people back into the village. No injuries were reported this week. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced this week that Israel is considering halt of Israeli settlement activities. Also this week, Palestinians and Israel implemented an Egyptian-mediated prisoners exchange. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the details.
Palestinians and Israel implemented this week a prisoners swap deal in which 477 Palestinian prisoners were released in exchange of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. The deal reached after 5 years of relentless mediated talks was greeted warmly in Gaza and in the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, a few hundred thousand Palestinian masses took to streets in the coastal territory amidst a great deal of joy for what Palestinians considered a day of victory. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza regarded the deal as a step in the right direction. Speaking to the IMEMC, Mrs. Jamila Al-Shanti, Minister of Women's Affairs in the Hamas-led government, hailed the agreement, saying this is the path that Palestinians should keep on until all prisoners are released and Palestine is completely freed of the Israeli occupation. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the freed prisoners in Ramallah and announced that Israel promised to release one more batch of prisoners soon. Meanwhile, Abbas stressed on the need for all Palestinian factions, including Hamas and his Fatah party, to implement a national unity deal. In Israel, many voices rejected the swap deal to the extent that some of these voices called for taking revenge of the released prisoners. Under the exchange deal, Israel released 477 prisoners. 136 of them were deported to the Gaza Strip, being residents of the West Bank. In a period of 2 months, the deal will be completed. For IMEMC.org, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 47 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, during which they arrested 12 Palestinian civilians, including two children. IMEMC's William Gibson has more.
Monday morning saw the continuing of the Ketubah school protest in Hebron. The teachers are protesting the Israeli military's decision that no citizen is allowed to enter the area without first undergoing degrading physical searches at the electronic gate, which includes metal detectors and x-ray machines, at the Al-Durbiya portal. The principal of the school stated that the Israeli army prevents the teachers and students from entering the school through the main route due to the above-mentioned decision. She added that the teachers have started holding lessons on the path in front of the checkpoint and were soon joined by local parents and international activists. They have suffered days of harassment and violence from the settlers and soldiers alike. On Tuesday, clashes erupted at Batoonia Terminal in central West Bank when Israeli troops attacked waiting families and friends of freed political detainees. The detainees were released as part of the swap deal, which saw the release of captured Israeli soldier, Corporal Gilad Shalit, along with 477 Palestinian detainees from the first phase of the deal. Dmitry Delanio, member of the Fatah Revolutionary Council, was detained on Tuesday morning and moved to a Russian compound for interrogation. The Fatah movement in East Jerusalem has accused Israel of targeting Palestinian leaders, academics and intellectuals, many of whom are only performing their national duty towards their land, people and holy sites. On Wednesday, protesters, organised by the Hurriyat Freedom Society and a group of activist youth, gathered for a demonstration in front of the Israeli prison of Al-Sharon, near Netanya. They demanded the release of the remaining 9 female detainees from the Shalit deal. The Arab 48 news website reported that the police resorted to an excessive use of force against the peaceful protesters and arrested at least 15 men and women, including several Jewish activists. The names were not yet confirmed, but they were taken and held at a nearby police station. For IMEMC.org, this is William Gibson.
And that was just some of the news from This Week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Ismail.